it's Niehaus, right? Lenny Niehaus?
Niehaus, yeah.
Yeah. I know you were in the Coast Guard together, and you got back together when, you know, he began doing some of your films.
He was actually in the Army.
Army.
Yeah. We were drafted at the same time. I was in the Army in Fort Ord in 1951
right.
and 52, and while I was there, Lenny was drafted. In fact, he was drafted out of the Kenton Orchestra, and so. He come into this club. I worked in a junior NCO club in the evenings to try to pick up some change.
Yeah.
And because $75 a month didn't quite make it for it was tough to live on even in those days. But and we'd have once in a while have a trio, and once in a while, and Lenny would come in and he'd play. And then I'd be walking down the boardwalk at Santa Cruz, and I'd hear the saxophone playing. I'd say, "Oh, Lenny Niehaus is playing." I'd go in and hear him, and so we just kept running into each other. And over the years, I wasn't into music in the military. I was kind of just hanging on by a thread there. And then after we were working on a picture here. I was working with Jerry Fielding, and Lenny was orchestrating for him.
Yeah.
And I said, "Jesus, you know, I know this guy." And I'm sitting there, I know this guy. And then all of a sudden, Fielding said he was talking about Art Pepper, because Art Pepper was playing in the orchestra, but he hadn't played with a reading wise wasn't as a great reader or anything like. And he didn't quite know when to come in, and so Fielding says, "Lenny, go in and cue him in." And I said, "That's it, it's Lenny Niehaus." Jesus, I thought I remembered him. So anyway, he went in and he helped Art. Art was playing excellent, but what Lenny did is he'd point to him when it was time to come in, because he had to read the charts. Art wasn't like those studio musicians who, the great readers, you know. And they come right in on no problem at all. So we came back in the booth to replay. I said, "Lenny," and I said, "Remember, you were at such and such and for an A of the 63rd in the Army." So we all got kind of reminiscing. And then, to make a long story short, after Jerry passed away, I kept thinking, "God, who could I get this like Jerry Fielding was, who had that kind of spirit and who wasn't." One thing I liked about Jerry is he wouldn't take too many jobs. He wouldn't do two jobs at once.
Yeah.
I guess he did in his younger days, but he said it was tough on his health. So I finally called him up. I said, "Come in, why don't you come in and do the music for a picture?" I can't even remember which one it was now. It was something after. Maybe it was... something after Escape from Alcatraz. Yeah. Anyway, it was in that era, and Lenny was one of those guys who could. He was great, very fast on his feet. He was an alto sax player, so he's natural for Bird.
Yeah.
The movie Bird, because he was the most valuable player on the whole picture. He was on before I cast anybody else. He even gave saxophone lessons to the actors, so that they could look like they were playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's been great.
Well, it's interesting in Bird that you featured Charlie Parker with strings. I just picked up a CD of Lenny Niehaus, I guess, put out a record in the 50s where he arranged a small jazz group with strings.
The Lenny Niehaus Octet, huh?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they cooked along. They cooked along, that group. Yeah, I remember. Well, he was after I got out of the Army. I lost touch with him and almost everybody else you're with in the service. I came down here. I was going to L.A. City College, and then I listened to the jazz station all the time, and I kept hearing the Lenny Niehaus Octet, so I said, "Well, he's still out there cooking and doing things." And I guess he went back with Kenton for a while, and then
yeah,
and got into his own thing.